Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. Thank you to our sponsor, Helix Managed WordPress Hosting, for both their sponsorship and hosting our site, WPCoffeeTalk.com. Now on to our episode. Welcome to the next edition of WP Coffee Talk. Now I meet my, I was going to say victims, but we're going to go with guests. I meet my guests all over the place. So people know, if you've been listening to the podcast at all, that a lot of the people that have come on the show with me are people that are have been friends of mine for quite a while and wanted to support me and signed up right away. Other people I have met at WordCamps or at meetups, and yet there's been quite a few people that I've simply met through Twitter. And Ben Townsend, you are one of those people that I randomly found the other day through Twitter. And I don't even know how you showed up in my feed, in my news feed, except that maybe you used the hashtag for WordPress or something like that. I don't even recall. But there you were, and I replied. And suddenly it was a very viral tweet. You had quite a bit of conversation. That was wonderful. And so so other people were chiming in, and then I was like, hey, let's meet on the podcast and talk about your experiences with the WordPress community. And yeah, you seem pretty excited about that, so I'm excited to have you on the show today. So thank you for joining me. And you're joining me from all the way over in the UK. So where exactly are you located?
I actually live in Swindon. Well, I say Swindon. I live in rural Wootton Bassett, which is just outside of Swindon. And it's a little tiny sort of area, but it's quite nice. It's quite cool. That tweet, wow.
It was something else.
I was sitting with my wife, well, my future wife to be, because we're getting married in October. Thank you. And I got to the point where I thought, this is it. I'm going to put this tweet out and I'm going to see what's going to happen. And, weirdly and strangely, it just took traction. There's a few people that from the beginning jumped on board, and they mentioned a few people, then it was somebody else, then it was somebody else, and it was just the weirdest thing. My phone, literally, I think my future wife is probably thought I was going to have an affair at some point, because my phone kept going off. So she's like, who's that? I was like, it's just Twitter. And she was like, okay, then I had to explain it, and it just went crazy. And there are so many people that were so welcoming. It's just, it's been unreal. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch. And because I think I was one of the first people, perhaps early on, to comment on it, every other comment made my phone go crazy as well, because I was part of the thread at that point. I don't have a spouse or future spouse, but my cats were looking at me like, what are you, popular now?
I did think that as well, actually. When I look back at it, I saw how many tweets and how many likes, and how many people that actually got involved or took the time, which is the most important thing, because, you know, taking the time out to speak to somebody that is a non-entity, which I am, you know, I'm literally an unknown. I've got nothing to do with WordPress. I'm not a coder. I don't do any of that sort of stuff. And for people to, at the kindness of their hearts, I suppose, to recommend other people, it's been unreal. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, it was so fun to watch. And I thought, what a great thing to talk about on the show. So like, I think most people, if you've heard the show, we do a series of little questions, then we talk about some topics, and then we'll do some more questions. So I'm going to hold off. We're going to talk about some of that again. We're going to talk about what you do with WordPress. We're going to talk about this whole like Twitter viral thing. But I do want to kind of go through some of my first questions so that I stick with my format a little bit. Okay. And of course, my first question is always, tell us about yourself and what you do.
Okay, my name's Ben. I actually work in marketing, so I'm not a developer. I don't code. I don't do any of that sort of stuff. It's beyond my remit. It really is. I don't think I've got the ability that some of these people in the WordPress community have got to be able to sit there and do it. And I don't have the time to do it. So I'm more of an ideas man. I work for a company in Swindon called Media Plant, and they do lots of different products. They do CDs for bands. They do DVDs for sort of like documentary people and that sort of thing. We do the replication and duplication process. And we also do something that's really cool, which has taken up a lot of my time and probably is the reason why I don't do as much as I do is that we do a product called a video brochure, TV screen in a card brochure, fold it over, open it up. Great for marketing. And that's been really my whole sort of like focus of the last, about 4 years. So we've done these products. I build the website, I look after it. I reach out to people, all these different platforms, that sort of thing. So I am more of a marketing person as opposed to being a straight out developer, really.
Yeah, well, I'm not a developer either. So I started with the marketing aspect. My MBA is in marketing. So I absolutely, sounds like we have a similar trajectory. I started a lot longer before you did, that's all, because I'm a lot older than you, so.
I'm 42. I look 52, but I'm 42.
I'll be 51 in October.
So. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. No.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
So show us your mug today. What have you got?
Right. Okay. This mug is, Marvel's Avengers. Uh-huh. This was actually given to me by my son for Father's Day, probably about 2 years ago, I think it was, something like that, 2 years ago. And I use it every day. I do. Okay. At home. I can't show you the mug that I use at work because it's exceptionally rude. And I can't do that I just can't do that. But I like this mug. This mug is awesome. That's great.
Well, you're gonna have to tell me about the other one once we're off the air, so
off air.
What are you drinking in your mug tonight?
Right, well, it's 8 o'clock here.
Yes.
Which means it's cider time. It's not actually coffee, so I apologize on that score.
It's
been a mad week. It's been quite busy despite, all the downturn and all that nonsense, but this is cider. I'm so sorry.
Dude, don't need to apologize. When I do my Saturday recordings, I often have bourbon in my mug, so.
Yeah, cheeky. It's good. That's cheeky.
But today I have a sparkling water. And
nice.
It's got some cherry infusion, so it's the cherry sparkling water. And I know it's hard to see on here, but this is from WordCamp Pittsburgh. My first years in speaking at WordCamps, and this was the speaker gift, was to get that pint glass. So
that's a result.
Yeah, not bad, huh? Not bad at all. So tell us, how did you get started with WordPress?
I don't want to bore anybody. Many moons ago, I used to work for a company that used to work in radio communications equipment. So basically, we used to sell to resellers, and I didn't take exception to that fact, but I thought, why don't we as a manufacturer actually build a website where people can buy from us direct and also buy wholesale? So I looked at a few different options, and funnily enough, one of the things that got me into WordPress was OpenCart. OpenCart was just an e-commerce platform, relatively simple to use. I'd never even delved into web before, never got involved in web technology, didn't know FTP, didn't know anything at all. And I used the system and it started making money, which is great. The boss at the time actually gave me about £200. Well, I don't know how much that is in dollars now. It's not a lot. But he said, go off and do it. And I did it. And I made this platform and it made money, and which was fantastic. And then I started to look a little bit further. And I started to think, well, is there anything that I can do for myself? Is there anything I can learn? Because I enjoyed that sort of process, enjoyed e-commerce, and I really enjoyed sort of like learning the online aspects. And that's how I got into WordPress. I found it for a blog, funny enough, WP Tavern. I don't know Jeff personally, but I've spoken to him a couple of times on Twitter. He's such a lovely guy. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons. I started with WordPress probably back in 2010. And I started writing a blog that was rubbish, might I add, because it was all about my experiences. And that was back in 2010. And it was WordPress, Press 3.0, I think, at the time. So a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. It is a long time ago.
Yeah. Long time ago. But I loved it. I got into it, and it was great because I'm not a coder, and it enabled me to put the written word out there. And it was just a great experience. I just thought that, you know, people were writing plugins and themes, and it's such a really cool thing to be a part of. Mm-hmm. But from my perspective, I can't write code, I can't develop, and that's what's infuriated me, that I can't do that, and it's time committing, and it's very, very difficult.
Well, that's what I love about WordPress, though, is you don't have to be a coder to make a really nice product. So. Yeah. And of course, the community, which we're going to talk about in a little while too. what's something that you think, you know, and if you're not somebody who's building a lot of websites, then you have a different perspective than some of the other people too, which is great. What do you think is something people don't focus enough attention on when they're building websites that would make a site stronger or better?
Well, I'm not an SEO. I'm not. You know, I'll put my hands up in there. There's people out there that offer a service and they're very good at it and they do what they do. There are tools to help you to do that. I think one of the biggest problems that I had personally when I was first starting out and to this day is that it's speed. It's speed of the website. It needs to be fast, or it's fast or get out of the kitchen, because if it takes too long to load, you've lost everyone. And that is probably the most critical thing for me personally. Everyone will have their different opinions and, you know, that sort of thing. But I think it's speed. It needs to be accessible. That's a given. And also mobile. It's got to be mobile or cellular, sorry, you know, responsive. It needs to be that in order to work, because there's, you know, it's like there's so many people that use cellular devices, mobile phones, that sort of thing, to look at a website, and if it's not optimized for that, you've lost them. There's nothing worse. I remember when I first started out, and this is years ago, donkeys years ago, if your website doesn't work on a mobile phone, forget about it. Because people like to browse on a train, they like to browse on a plane, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. It's rhyming and whatever, but people like to be able to access something that works for them. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't work for them, they're not going to come back. Simple as that.
No, I couldn't agree more. I've mentioned it before on the show. I had a client once when I was doing freelance work who was upset that his site was mobile responsive. He wanted it to look exactly on the phone as it looked on a desktop computer. And I basically gave him the polite version of, are you crazy? Yeah. I said, you really want people to pinch open and close? And he said, yes. I said, let me see if I even know how to do that. And the next day he came back and said, yeah, my friend said you're right. I guess just leave it alone. And I was like, phew, thank goodness.
Thing is, this is the problem, I think, and it is a big problem, is education. Because a lot of people don't understand a website. They understand the fundamentals of it. They understand that they need it to build a presence, to brand, that sort of stuff. I don't like that word, even though I work in marketing. But they don't understand that the mobile version is probably more important to a degree than the desktop version. Because you've got a lot of people searching for stuff every day, every minute. You do it, I do it, everyone does it. You're always looking for an answer to a solution, to a problem, whatever you're facing. And if it's not in the palm of your hands, it's gone.
It doesn't exist. Yep, exactly.
Exactly that. Yeah. And it's become, forgive me for rambling, but we've become a society where if we can't get the answer in the first 20, 30 seconds of searching, we don't want the answer. We just don't want it. We'll just skip on to the next one and we'll look at a derivative of that question to try and find the answer. Mm-hmm. And then they'll go somewhere else and they'll find that answer. And it's all because their website works on a mobile device, which is ridiculously stupid when you think about it. But from my mind's eye, when you look at something and it's bite-sized and it's in that format, it's easier for me to consume as a user. And if you can see that and get the answers to your questions, happy days. But if you're not part of that, you're not going to get that sort of thing, you know? So.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Completely agree with you. What is something that you wish you had known earlier on, say back in 2010 when you were first starting, that you've learned since about WordPress that would have made your life a lot easier over the last 9 years?
To be honest with you, this is something I've been thinking about. I saw your questions when they come over. Mm-hmm. And again, if I'm rambling, please tell me. When I first started out years ago, mm-hmm. The idea of me creating a WordPress website was to document my findings. It was to help me learn stuff. And I went through so many failures. I'm not successful now, not at all. This tweet has basically got me this interview. So I'm not going to guess you. This is basically what's happened. I went through a stage where I wrote, I basically had a website called wpin.me. And I used to document my findings. I used to write stuff. And I used to do all these bits and bobs. And the one thing that really grinded my gears was the fact that I was trying to emulate and copy other people. Because there's a lot of list posts. There's a lot of affiliate stuff. There's a lot of things going on. So the minute I got, I'll be honest about this. The minute I sort of like made a sale from an affiliate point of view, I thought, oh, hang on a minute. I can make some good money out of this. But the problem is, when I first started out, it becomes something that I wanted to do. But by the end of it, it became a monster. It was trying to be all the other blogs that blog about WordPress that are quite spammy. And I'm quite passionate about this. I didn't want to be that anymore. So I just wiped the site out, absolutely wiped it out. There were only about 40 posts, maybe, if that. So not a great deal, but some of them took some time to do. And I kind of took a back seat, followed WordPress, started up something new, and I want to try and, I hate this saying, and it's so crap, forgive my language, I want to try and add value to consumers, because I'm a consumer. You know, for non-coders, when you're first looking at WordPress, you want to think, hang on a second, is this going to be right for me? And then you go off and search, and it's top 30 this, top 50 that. That doesn't add value. That to me puts people off using WordPress. Mm. So I want to try and be as honest as I possibly can, write well-written reviews, bearing in mind I've only written one review so far and it's non-WordPress related. But I do have a back, believe it or not, from that tweet, I have got quite a few people asking me for reviews, which is fantastic. And I want to help people. I can't code, I can't develop, but I want to help people find a plugin or a thing that gives them a solution to their problem. And I think that's the most important thing. I think honesty is key.
I agree. Absolutely. Now, the next question that I usually ask is about your favorite WordCamp or meetup experience. And you and I talked about the fact that you haven't had those yet. And it's usually, but it's really about that aha moment or that, you know, that life-changing moment or whatever. And so this is a really good time to talk about that tweet, because that tweet was kind of like, for you, what those other things that people have talked about on the show were, as far as those kind of like a pivot or, you know what, I don't even know the right words are. So you tweeted out asking for people to, you know, hey, who should I be following? And you were very specific. I don't want spammy. I don't want affiliate marketing. I mean, let's be honest, you call a spade a spade. I mean, you don't pull any punches. And I loved that about it. I was like, that was fantastic. And I don't even remember what I posted on there, but I posted something and other people were, you know, posting. And then Matt Cromwell, who works in my organization, said, these are some people. He raised his hand. He's like, I'll raise my hand, but follow these people too. And I'm like, he's already following me, but he, you know, because I was in that one. I was like, yay, I already beat him out on that one. You know, and then just people is like, well, wow, and I can't believe I'm in that list with these other people who are big names, and it was really something, and it just became like, I called it the love fest, and you're like, it's a love it.
Because it is a love it,
It is a love it. And one of the things that you had said, I don't remember if it was that tweet or another tweet, was that sometimes WordPress gets a bad name. Yeah. And that people call us, I can't remember exactly the words you use, but like clicky or snobby. I think you said snobby.
Snobby. It was snobby. Yeah, it was snobby. Yes.
But that hadn't been your experience. So talk a little bit about, like, this just really blew up in such a wonderful way to kind of pull people together around your one tweet. So what's your experience been like this week after that?
It's been crazy. I'll be honest. Well, you're the start of it, really, speaking to you. You know, an interview. I mean, you know, 9 years with WordPress, and then you asked me for an interview. That's pretty cool. I don't blog all the time. I wish I did, but having a day job and doing that, you know, all day can take the toll on you. But that I can't explain the amount of people that actually got, and I've got more now. I've just got somebody at Postmatic just added me to a list. I've had followers left, right, and center from really prominent people. And to me, when I first started, these sort of people were unattainable. You know, that to get their attention, to, you know, to listen to the little voice of the user on that sort of thing is very difficult. So I'll be honest with you, I had a few glasses of wine that night.
And, I love it.
I said to the missus, so I'm just going to put a tweet out. And she goes, oh yeah, whatever. She doesn't understand. It's not that she doesn't want to. She doesn't want to.
She does something different. She's not an IT like me, right?
Yeah. She watches television, that sort of thing. She's got no interest in tech. She, you know, it's not her persuasion. I love it. So, but yeah, I put that tweet out just for fun, really, to a degree. Not to try and grind people's gears, but...
It was an alert, right?
And you know what? I can't tell you the amount of likes that I've had. It's been crazy. It's been fantastic. And some of these people have been really, really funny. And it's brilliant, because you think of WordPress and you think, oh, it's quite a high society thing, because, you know, I don't know if this question is going to come up, and I will answer it if it does, but I think the community for developers and that sort of thing, there is an element of snobbery that they perceive it to be. I haven't seen that personally, because I put out this tweet and everyone's been really engaging and fantastic. But I can see an element of it within the community, from young developers or any developer trying to push their product in front of people. But this was a bit of fun, and it turned into, like you say, it turns into a loving. It was fantastic. I can't believe the response that I've had. I've had a guy look like Dave Grohl follow me, and I can't find his blimmin' name now. But I will find it, but it is on there, and I'm going to be really angry, because I should know his name, because he made me laugh. Some of these people are really high profile, and I can't thank them enough for what they've done. But it's good though as well, because from a community aspect, we've probably highlighted, I would say we, the others have probably highlighted other people that you wouldn't ordinarily follow. And that's a brilliant thing, because maybe it connects people. I don't know. I'm waffling. I'm sorry. I do waffle.
No apologies necessary.
You have to edit this.
Oh, I don't edit anything on this show. It all goes out the way it goes out.
Okay. Uh-oh.
It's real. It's all real. It's all people. You know, it may not be for children, but children would be bored by the first 2 minutes anyway, so it's all good.
Yeah. True.
So, but it has been fun to watch that happen. And so something happened for me in Twitter this week is I actually got to 2,000 followers.
Wow.
For the first time. And that's not huge by comparison to some other people, but for me, it's huge. And then my WP Coffee Talk handle hit 400, and I just launched that at the beginning of June. So things are kind of growing in a nice way for me. And it's funny, is like once you hit a certain number, then it just starts to like grow. So I hit 2,000 within 2 days. I was at 2,027, and I was like, "This is crazy." So yeah, and so part of it is like, you know, people being recommended by somebody in your tweet started other people following me as well, and so it's brilliant. It's kind of interesting. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing, because I think there's a lot of people that others follow that others don't follow, and if you highlight them and you say you should really try these guys, or you know, this developer's this or this, rah rah rah, that's a good thing. It's a win-win for everybody. I don't know, you can't tell the facts and figures from, you know, who's got more followers and that sort of stuff, but if it shares a name and they add, oh god, I'm gonna say it again, add value, then, you know, that's a good thing. You know, yeah. It started as a bit of fun. It's had 6,000 impressions. I've had a lot of, well, I've had, I think I started on 179 or 180 followers a few days back. And I'm going to give you the total.
Yes.
The total at the moment is 257.
So it's grown, yeah.
Yeah, but I've tried to follow everyone back that's followed me that I think is going to be useful. I say useful. That sounds awful.
Where you'll learn something from them, or yes, you'll
exactly.
Yeah, it's really beneficial that way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So it's been crazy, and I don't know what to do. To be honest with you, it was just the weirdest. I just done it as an off the cuff thing.
Sure.
It just went a little bit crazy.
It took on a life of its own, as we say.
Yeah, and it's become its own entity, and it's snaking its way through. And, you know, hopefully other people jump on the bandwagon and they recommend others. And, you know, everybody gets a slice or gets recognized, and it creates a, I don't want to say an ecosystem, that's wrong, but it highlights other people.
Yeah, it grows the community wholesome and holistic way. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And I love that about it. That's one of the things I love about the WordPress community is, you know, 4 years ago, nobody knew who I was. I was just a little freelancer, just doing my own thing. And I attended my very first WordCamp 5 years ago this fall. And within a few years, I started speaking at WordCamps. And then I met my company and learned about who they were and started using their product. And then the next year I met them again and I said, oh, I've been using your product. And they talked to me about it. And I said, if you ever are hiring, yours is one of the few companies I'd ever consider shutting down my own business for to work for. And by the following that was in August, and by January 2nd, I was the new head of customer success. Wow. And it's all because of the WordPress community and how you can work your way through it and in different ways, as long as you take ownership of the fact that you are part of the community and put good things back out into it. That's how I feel about it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, that's fantastic. You know?
So, but
you've got no coding background. You've got no development background at all. And
Exactly. So I've been building websites with themes for years. Yeah. I mean, I know some HTML. I know some CSS that I've learned. I don't PHP. I don't JavaScript. I don't React. I don't do any of those other things. But I have a marketing background, and I know how to build a decent looking site, and kind of just took it from there.
To be honest with you, we're quite similar to a degree, not the level of success that you've had, but from that sort of synergy, yeah, we're very similar because I can't code. I know a little bit of HTML, I know a little bit of CSS. I've been teaching myself on Progate, which was on Product Hunt ages ago. And I kind of know my way around it. I know enough to tinker, which I think sometimes if you're building websites for friends, that sort of thing, that's all you really need to know. You need to know how to change your colors, change your alignment, put that box there, put this box there, that sort of stuff. Fine. If you want something really complicated, then, you know, you got to go to a dev. But no, fair play to you for that. That's pretty cool.
And I love what I do, and I love last year I spoke at 8 WordCamps. This year I will speak at 8 WordCamps, and 3 of them I've been asked to be keynote speaker for. And it's because of the way the WordPress community has embraced what I'm able to contribute to it, which I don't talk about code and I don't talk about those things. I talk about ways to make your site better for a user. I talk about ways to be part of the community. I talk about ways to work with customers, and those are the kinds of talks I give. And so, you know, people connect with those in a different way than they do with a developer talk. So
how do you find conferences though? Because that has got to be a nightmare to stand up in what? Front of 200, 100, 200, 300, 400 people?
Sometimes, yeah. I'm rather fearless when it comes to that kind of thing.
I would be absolutely terrified of that. Absolutely. That would scare the hell out of me.
Yeah, so it's not for everybody.
No.
But I also coach people. So I'm my own side business. I do some coaching, and I've worked with a woman who was almost too afraid to ask a question in a meetup. That's how shy she was. And I started working with her, I want to say in March of this year, and she has already spoken at three word camps. As of October, she will have spoken at three word camps this year. So you have it in you to build up that confidence and take ownership if you can work with somebody who can help tease that out of your abilities.
So I suppose to a degree, I think, and it's a really bad saying because it's like imposter syndrome to a degree for me, is you don't feel you've got the abilities, but you don't feel that you belong anywhere. I know it might be a mindset or what have you, but it is difficult when you're not a developer or a coder, you're not that. And to put a label on you is probably not the best thing to do from your own mindset. But I from what you've done, from not being a developer to being able to give speeches, keynote speeches, that sort of thing, I mean that's pretty good, really. I mean, but that takes a lot of guts to be able to do that. A lot.
Well, I was coaching somebody yesterday. He wanted to. It was the deadline to submit to WordCamp Long Beach, California. And I said, you should really think about this. This is somebody I helped build their blog last year. They were on WordPress.com. I helped migrate them to self-hosted. I helped them get started with a podcast and how to incorporate that into their WordPress site. And they also are a volunteer at Comic-Con. And so I helped them figure out how to use all of those things into one place and build that through their WordPress website and their social media. So I said, you should think about speaking. So he called me yesterday and he says, well, I was thinking that I could do a topic on why you should use WordPress in education. Or I can't remember what the other one he said is. I said, well, have you ever used WordPress in education? No. Have you ever done this other thing? No. I said, why are you not thinking about speaking from what you know? He said, what do you mean? I said, so I have to look it up. So he is a... let me see if I can find this really quickly on my other screen here. He is somebody who is primed to speak about some of his experiences without being a coder, without knowing how to, you know, I helped put together a bunch of the things on his website. And so we came up with what I thought was just the brilliant title of being the marketer, right? So we can think of some really fun things. So it's opening now. So we came up with a title for him that's a blogger, a podcaster, and a volunteer walk into a happiness bar.
That's pretty cool.
That's good, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's
pretty cool. And because of the Comic-Con connection, the last line says, come hear about how my path evolved and how superheroes don't all wear capes. Sometimes they wear t-shirts with a giant W on them. So my advice to people is you don't have to be a developer or a coder. If you were to attend a WordCamp and you're not a developer or coder, you're not going to go to the developer talks. You're going to go to these other talks. Well, give a talk that has to do with your experience. You could give a wonderful marketing talk.
I don't know if anybody listened. Yeah, I don't know if anybody listened, but yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah. If you bring your flask with some wine first, you'll calm right down.
That makes me sound like some kind of lush or something. Like that makes me sound like some kind of, that's not good. I probably would. Yeah, a secret little flask, that'd go down well. Yeah.
So think about it. Just think about it. You never know what might come. You could give a whole talk on this tweet and what happened and an experience with this tweet. You really could.
I could probably live off this tweet for another week, maybe a week. I'm going to write a blog post and I'm going to list all the people and obviously speaking to you, which has been brilliant as well, by the way. But and then I have got other stuff, like people have emailed me. Sorry, I'm really all over the place. I've got other people that have asked me to write for them as well, which is just from That's a tweet. Great. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I do like writing. I love it. I absolutely love writing. But yeah, it's been crazy. Absolutely mental in fairness, which is a good thing, you know? So I'm a little bit sad now because my phone's not going off as much as it should be. And I just feel like I've been usurped by something else that is more important, like, other stuff. And I feel less important now.
Well, at the point when we get this, this will be several months because I've got so many interviews already queued up. But at the point where we are releasing this episode, it'll, your phone will blow up again.
Okay. All right. I'll hold you to that. I will hold you to that. If it doesn't, you will be getting a DM on Twitter saying, you absolutely lied. That's what's going to happen.
I can pay people to retweet it. Trust me.
That's marketing 101, right? It's pay somebody else. We've all been there, trust me.
Oh, I pay with baked goods, so there you go.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's move into the rapid fire questions because I want to honor your time, and I'm on my lunch hour, so I need to get back at some point too. Mm-hmm. So when you are talking to, if you're talking to other people, or if you were to talk to other people who are thinking about building a website, what are two or three plugins that you would say to them are must-have plugins?
Okay, right. This isn't a popular opinion for a lot of people. Well, first one, Yoast. Obviously, Yoast. It's always Yoast. It's boring, you know, rah, rah, rah. But it does do the job.
It does the job.
And it is brilliant. And they've got a really good community, that sort of thing. I really like, I know this is probably where the translation goes. I call it Gutenberg. What do you call it? You call it Gutenberg as well. Okay. I actually really like Gutenberg. I think it's brilliant. A lot of people don't, and I'm not just saying this to appease people, but I really like it. I know it's not a plugin, but that leads me on to my next thing. I don't have TinyMT. I don't have the standard WordPress editor anymore. I just go for Gutenberg every single time. It's brilliant. I use Grammarly to write a post, write it in Grammarly, because my typing can be, I'll go off on a tangent. Next thing you know, is about 400 spelling mistakes in it. Grammarly sorts it out. Bang. Stick it into Gutenberg. All good. When it comes to Gutenberg itself, I like plugins to do with that. And one of them I really like, and I'm not plugging him at all, is, I'm going to have to pronounce it, Kyoken. Theme, I think it's called, and it's basically a set of blocks they look really good, really sexy, sort of. Yeah, they're really cool, and he doesn't get a lot of, or his team doesn't get a lot of publicity. There is a free plugin on WordPress.org, and he does do a premium one. I've got the premium one. The premium one's got more features, so that's one plugin. The other one that I actually really like is, and I probably shouldn't do this because I don't develop websites on a staging site, which is really shameful, and I should do that. I've started to, but I usually install the coming soon plugin by Seed Productions. Seed Prod. So I usually put that in place, stick it in maintenance mode, build whatever I'm doing, put up a MailChimp, you know, email sort of thing, that sort of thing. But those are three. Yoast, Kyoken, I love, and and I kind of like Jetpack, which isn't popular with a lot of people.
You know, so here's the thing about some of that. So the thing about Gutenberg, the thing about Jetpack, once upon a time, Jetpack bloated your site to an incredible degree. So you talked about speed earlier, but Jetpack has really grown and really tackled the way those feedbacks that people had, and they've really streamlined the way that they do things now. So it's not the bloat that it used to be. And the same is true with Gutenberg. So when Gutenberg was first introduced as a plugin, before it was introduced as core, people hated it, but it was still early, right? So nobody had developed blocks for it yet, or very few had developed blocks for it yet. So if your plugin didn't have the right kind of integration, then you couldn't use certain plugins with it, and they didn't have blocks developed. But over the course of the last year, because it was introduced in November last year into core, over the course of the last year, so much has changed with the way the Gutenberg blocks work. So I agree. So people are still like, they're grinding in their heels, but if they would just embrace it and take a look at how much it's grown over the last 10 months, I think they would agree with you that there's so much good to be had there.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think the other plugin as well that's worth mentioning, and I actually discovered this about a week and a half ago, was EditorKit. Have you heard that at all? Mm-mm. That's really good, because what it does, it allows you to download your layout of a web page as a JSON, and you can import and export.
So basically,
you can create a page in Gutenberg and have it do whatever you need it to do, and then you can basically save it, export it, and then import it to another page. So, okay, yeah, it's a little bit, you know, download it, upload, that sort of thing. But if you've created something that you like to look of that's going to be a fit for future posts, it's brilliant. It's fantastic. And there's loads more features with it. And I can't remember the name of the developer, and I'm going to kick myself because I don't know the name. And he actually thanked me on Twitter earlier on because I mentioned him in a post. Oh, it's going to bug me now. But really worth a look at it, Kit. I really like Gutenberg. I've used Beaver Builder, which is good. Mm-hmm. I've used Elementor as well. I kind of like it. I kind of don't. Out of the two, it's going to start some kind of fan war if I mention which one's better than the other one. but I really like Gutenberg. I like the way it's going, and I like the fact that so many other developers are starting to get involved now. And it's become something a little bit more than the inception phase. And it's people are hacking into it. They're doing this. They're doing all these different things. And it's getting better. Yeah. And I really like it, personally. But then that's just my personal opinion. And God knows, all the crappy reviews that are on WordPress.org and all the people that have been belittling it, you know, that's their thing. They've got used to what they use. But for me, I like it. I think it's good.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. At any point in time in your walk, your journey through using WordPress, have you had a mentor, whether it was official or unofficial, somebody that kind of took you under their wing or that you looked up to, even if they had no idea who you were, that you would consider a mentor?
No.
That's fine. No, you're not the first person to say no.
I used to follow quite a few blogs, WP Beginner. I used to follow WP Tavern, obviously. I used to follow that, but I'm very self-conscious as an individual that I don't feel, and it's awful, you shouldn't feel this way as an individual, that you don't feel worthy, do you know what I mean, to approach these sort of people and sort of things, and that's a wrong mindset to have. So for me, WP Tavern, Jeff's writing when he first got started, now it's changed hands, obviously. WP Beginner, I can't remember how to pronounce his surname, and this is going to bug me. Mario Pashev? No Fear Inc. Anyway, I follow him on Twitter. He comes up with some really cool stuff. Rob DeVore, Flody as well on Twitter. Really good people. And I kind of take bits and pieces from everyone. I don't subscribe to email. I never subscribe to newsletters. I'd rather go through the journey of discovering stuff on somebody's website than being told about it. You know, if I'm looking for something, and it doesn't matter if it's a blog I'm following, I would rather go on it and think, oh, what have they got today? And I find it, oh, this is brilliant. But if I get an email through, I'm like, yeah, whatever. Next. But if I go on it, it feels like a personal goal because I've found something. Oh, that relates to me. And I don't know, everyone's different, but...
Sure.
Just
sure.
How I feel.
That's awesome. Who's somebody in the WordPress community that you admire and why?
God, I'd say Jeff. He's gone now from WP Tavern, and it is a shame. I liked his writings because he didn't mince his words, and I think that's something that you can aspire to, and I think that's the reason why he got picked up by Automattic. It's that he's very truthful, and I think that's something that we can all aspire to as bloggers when you blog about WordPress, because you never want to mislead anybody. And he was, I think, for me, you know, going back, is probably the instigator of it. He was the reason why, he was one of the reasons why I got into it, because he was candid, he was truthful, and a lot of blogs aren't. And he was. And it's a shame that he's gone. I know he's gone now. And I'm a little bit gutted, to be honest with you. But yeah, he was probably one of the main people for me, personally.
He'll probably crop up someplace else.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see.
Hopefully.
Yes. What's something in WordPress that you haven't learned yet, but you would like to?
How to write PHP would be a start.
Mm-hmm. That's on my list too.
Yeah, that. I'd love to be able to, I can disassemble a plugin to a degree. I know to change certain things. I know to change, elements in terms of CSS, HTML, make it look a little bit better or make it move to the left, make it move to the right. But yeah, the PHP side, it's just, it sounds really bad, but it's like Chinese to me. It really is. And I wish I knew it because I'd make a fortune. Because I've got all these ideas, I can't do them because I don't know PHP and it really bugs me.
I'm going to do an online course this year. I don't know which one yet, but I'm going to do an online course. And that's my goal in 2020 is to learn PHP.
Yeah, that's a good shout, actually. Yeah. The thing is, there's so many different courses. What do you do? Who do you trust? Who's the expert? You know, that sort of thing. Because
if I find a good one, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, please do. Because you know what? I have really struggled to find one that is any good. Yeah. Because they all promise the earth. And the reality is, after you pay $200, $300, $400, $500, mm-hmm. they're actually pretty rubbish.
Yeah. We'll see what we can find. What's the biggest mistake you've ever made in WordPress and what did you learn from it?
Biggest mistake I ever made was trying to copy everybody else. I was trying to emulate every other blog. I think I touched on it earlier, but at the time when I was writing the blog, that I've learned quite a lot from, in fact, is don't copy everybody else. There is no point. They've got their own niche. They're doing their thing. You know, they're making all this sort of cash and all that sort of thing. It was never about the money for me. I wanted to document what I was doing, but then I felt left behind because other blogs that listed affiliate stuff were getting so much traffic. And I'm thinking, oh, what am I doing here? What am I doing myself? I need to get on this bandwagon. And that's the worst mistake I ever made. And that absolutely destroyed me. And it put me off using WordPress, not as a platform for not anything to do with the development of WordPress or the fact that, you know, the direction they're going, that sort of stuff. It just put me off using it because I thought, I'm going to be a failure for the rest of my life. So why should I even bother? Because of all these other blogs. And that was the worst mistake I ever made. Because if I'd have stuck with it, I would have done quite well for myself. I really would have done. But, you know, everyone makes mistakes. Live and learn. Yeah, they do.
What's your proudest WordPress moment?
Actually, funny enough, I saw this the other day. Back in 2012, I don't know if you remember this, I actually wrote an article for, this was so long ago. 2012, I wrote an article for WP Candy. Do you remember that at all? No. I don't think a lot of people do. That was my first writing gig, and it is out there somewhere that you have to do, you know, some kind of specific search for it. But that was my first review, and I reviewed WooCommerce, and it was literally back in 2002 when it had just been fought from Jiggershop. So that was like my proudest moment. Oh my god, I've arrived! I'm writing for this blog because at the time it was really popular.
Yeah,
I had a shed load of comments. And it was really good. It was really positive. And then that blog just went south. Just left out on the sticks. Didn't know what was going on with it. And that was my proudest moment. That's sad, isn't it? Really?
Well, you need a new proudest. You need a new proudest moment. There's something to look forward to.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do. I really do.
Maybe it'll be when we publish this episode. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I will tweet the living hell out of it. I will show it to my mum and dad. Do you know what?
You should,
I told my mum and dad today that I was getting interviews, and they were so proud.
That's wonderful.
They really were. I told people at work. And I went, yeah, all right, I'll mention you on work. Yeah, that sort of stuff. And they go, yeah, mention us at work. I went, yeah, all right, yeah. But they're really pleased. They're really proud. So yeah.
I'm so glad.
Coolest thing in my life.
That's awesome. I love it. That's awesome. If you weren't working in web and marketing, what's another career that you might like to attempt?
I actually went to school, studied art, English, that sort of thing. And I went to college and I also studied art again. I can't draw for toffee now. I can't. I've just lost the whole thing. But I did want to be a film director at one point. I am a massive, massive film nut. I'm like, at work, they call me the walking, talking IMDb. Because I can tell you from a specific point in time, from an up to another, all the films of that particular era. I can tell you who directed it. I can tell you, you know, who starred in it, what other films they've done. That sort of stuff. Brilliant. Anything after that, useless.
Just all really righty then. Cool, is it? It's kind of a very specific Rain Man type quality.
Basically, you've hit the nail on the head. I can count matchsticks. I can do 242 like that. I can count them. You drop them, I count them. But anything after that, I can't do
it. I love it. That's so bad. What's something on your bucket list?
Bucket list. There's a couple of things. I'd like to help people. I'd like to help. It sounds really sort of like martyr-y type thing, but I'd like to help people. You know, because there's a lot of people that I overhear and speak to or see on forums and that sort of thing that are getting charged X, Y, Z for a website and that sort of thing. And to be honest with you, they don't need to be. I think if a little bit of truth is told, you can sort of like get rid of that sort of like shallow industry and actually help people. So eventually, I think I'd like to get into training. I'd love to be able to help people that have never helped it, small businesses, that sort of thing. Not charge them a fortune because that's ridiculous. You're there to help them. And if you help them, they'll come back. And you help them again, they'll tell other people, they'll come back. Next thing you know, you've got a gaggle of people that need help and you can help them. But I think there's a lot of companies out there, especially in the UK, that kind of prey on that sort of ignorance. Do you know what I mean? They really go for that. So, yeah, I'd like to help people more, really.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I love that. I like that too. I love when you do, and I challenge you in the next year to find a WordCamp to attend. One of the wonderful things at WordCamp is the Happiness Bar. And the Happiness Bar is where people like you can sit down and just be there, and other people can come up and say, hey, I need help with this. Mm-hmm. And you can say, oh, I know how to do that, or I have no clue. That's a PHP thing, and let me direct you to somebody else who knows exactly what they're doing. Mm-hmm. But I love sitting at the Happiness Bar because I have been able to help people with various things that were within my scope of you know, knowledge. And it does feel very good when you can help people that way, for sure.
It does. It does. It really, you basically hit the nail on the head. If you can help a friend, so like I've built websites with friends, that sort of thing, and they look at you like you're some kind of Neo Matrix UC code type thing. And if you can, no, I'm just dragging and dropping. I'm just putting stuff in. Don't worry about it. I'll sort it out. Oh my God, you're some kind of like Stephen Hawking. No, I'm really not. I'm just following what's on screen. But you don't want to know because you're never going to learn it. And you do that and you help them. And, you know, I suppose the word is implement, isn't it, really? Because you help, you know, they give you information. It's a database filling job. You make it look pretty, you make it do this, you make it do that. They moan about the colours, that sort of thing. But still, it's enablement. If you can help people to do that, that's a brilliant thing.
What's interesting is, and you made me think of this when you said that, is people will, and clients, people who have paid me money to build websites are almost apologetic that they don't know how to do it themselves. And it's very strange because I say, like a hairdresser, for example, I'll say to her, well, doing hair is your bailiwick. You don't see me picking up scissors and cutting anybody's hair. I don't expect you to understand how to build a website because that's my bailiwick. Mm. So.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, everyone's got their own skill set. And everyone's got their own abilities to do and carry from what they do. But yeah, exactly what you said. I mean, I wouldn't pick up a pair of scissors and cut my hair. I didn't cut this, by the way. It looks crap. But, you know, I wouldn't do that any more, I suppose, than they would pick up and, you know, a keyboard and try and program something.
Exactly. Exactly.
But yeah, I think everyone's got their own sort of area of expertise. But I do think there are people that take advantage of that, and that is not right. That is not right.
Agreed. What, or show us or tell us about one of your hidden talents that people in WordPress might not know about you.
I haven't got any.
You I must have something.
I haven't got any at all. I'm trying to think of something cool.
Do you play any instruments?
No, I don't play any instruments. I am the most boring person on the planet. I have got no skills whatsoever.
You play at a football club or anything like that?
No.
Okay, well then.
No, I am so sorry. I've let everyone, I've let you down, I let myself down, I've let everyone down. I have got nothing.
Your hidden talent is being talentless.
Yeah, I'm kind of like a superhero of nothing.
You'll get off this. You'll go and meet with your, talk to your fiance, and she'll be like, "Well, you do this and this and this and this," and you'll be like, "Bugger, why didn't I think of those things?"
Yeah, she probably will. She go, "Why don't you do Forrest Gump impression?" I thought, "No, that is not right. No, I'm not doing that." No, I haven't got any secret skills. No, I've got nothing. I wish I did. Now, I really should have thought about this. No, I've got nothing. I'm really sorry.
All right. Well, if you think of one, you can always tweet it.
Okay.
Take a little video and put it out there for the world to see.
Yeah, you never saw this.
Like, I think it's becoming more and more known among people that I know in WordPress, but I'm a singer. And so I can sing operatically. I was trained in college to sing. And so that's one of my hidden/unhidden, less hidden talents now. But and of course I have a few embarrassing things that I will never put on the show either. Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah. It's a time and a place for that. But yeah.
Exactly. So tell people, how can they find you on the web and in social media?
Okay. You can find me on, I'm going to have to spell it now because nobody's ever going to find it. You can find me on lyrwp.com, and I'm on Twitter at lyrwp. I've got to remember how to spell it myself. That's it. I don't really do, I'm on Product Hunt as well, if anybody wants to follow me, but I can't remember the blooming handle for that.
That's okay. You can email to me later. I'll put it on the screen.
Okay. I am on that, and I do upvote stuff if I like it. So, I don't really do Facebook. I do for work, but my page is not worth visiting. I prefer Twitter, to be honest with you. It's immediate. It's quicker. It's easier.
Sure. Awesome. Well, anything else you'd like to share with us before we sign off for the evening?
Yeah, actually, I've got an idea.
Yes.
I'm going to sound you out about it, actually, because I don't know if it's something that you'd be interested in. I would like to build something that I think would do a lot of good for the WordPress community from a developer's point of view. So developers, theme developers, that sort of thing. I actually want to. I can't afford it, and I'm not begging. I'd like to build something similar to Product Hunt, but just purely for WordPress products. Because what I found, especially on Twitter, from the new people that I found, is trying to market your plugin or theme to blogs, you have to pay. You have to pay $300, $150, whatever, to get your name out there, to get your plugin out there, which I think is criminal. So I wanted to build something that would allow people to do that. Mm-hmm. It's a noble gesture, granted. I don't have the skills to be able to write an upvote, downvote plugin. But if there's anybody who wants to help me, please do, because I really think WordPress needs this. I really do. It's the WordPress .org review system is flawed. All you've got is people just downvoting, leaving one-star reviews. And it's not right, because the developers are suffering for that. So I want to build something that helps.
Let me put a flooded idea by you. Are you familiar with Reddit?
I am, and I do use Reddit, and I actually really like Reddit, but the problem with Reddit is it does suffer from some sour grapes with people.
It also depends on the subreddit, right? But you could create a subreddit that was a test case to see what would happen if people started putting out ideas for WordPress. Because they do have the downvote, upvote, and the ability to comment, and you wouldn't cost you anything. At least as a what do you call it, the alpha, beta, whatever version of, to see if it's something that has some legs.
Yeah, I could do, yeah. I think something like this needs to happen. That is a good idea. I do think something like this needs to happen, so.
Yeah, that's great. I registered a domain probably 6 years ago that I keep paying for every year because one of these days I'm going to figure out how to develop it or connect with the right person to develop it. And it's WP Wiki. .com and .org.
That's cool.
Because the codex is very difficult to slog through if you are a beginner. But if you had some people contributing to a wiki in plain English and, you know, able to edit it and things like that, I thought that would be interesting. So either I'm going to someday just say, okay, that idea has sailed and let it go, or it's actually going to come to fruition. We'll see. I don't know which.
It's a good idea. I think the more education you can give people, mm-hmm. the better, you know, mm-hmm. especially for developers, theme developers, that sort of thing. If there's something you can do to help them, especially as a non-coder, you know, it's great. It's publicity. And, you know, if you can give something back to people, which the only thing I can do is words, then yeah, I think it's great.
Yeah. So let's see, maybe over the next year, you never know. Some of our products our ideas will come to reality. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for giving up your Friday evening, part of your Friday evening to be with me.
Thank you, Gavin.
It's my pleasure. It's been great to get to know you, and I will continue to watch your Twitter account and see, see what happens with it. And, I'll be happy to introduce you to the community when we are able to get this published. So I will keep in touch with you and let you know how that's going to go. But thank you. And we'll say goodbye to everybody else until the next episode. And good night.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
My pleasure.